The case of Aaron Antonio Allen is one of a string of cases that defense attorneys have asked Gabelman to recuse himself from. The attorneys claim Gabelman made it clear during his campaign that he will rule against criminals and for prosecutors and is therefore biased. But Justices Patience Rogenczak, Annette Ziegler, and David Prosser say the court doesn't have the authority to tell a fellow justice when to step aside from a case. Robert Hennick is the attorney in this case. He says that means Allen won't have a chance to try to prove that his constitutional right to an impartial judge has been violated.
This is the first time I have ever heard of any court saying that there is a constitutional issue that is properly before us, but we simply do not have the authority to decide that issue. That is extraordinary.
Justice Gabelman is not participating in the ruling on his own recusal, and the other three justices, led by Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson, say the court should hear the arguments before ruling. Attorney Hennick says the 3-3 tie means all the other requests on Gabelman's recusal will likely be rejected as well. Chief Justice Abrahamson writes in her opinion that the logjam in the state court means that all these attorneys will have to take their recusal requests to the federal courts. She says the three justices who oppose even hearing the arguments in the recusal request are stretching and misconstruing the laws relevant to a judge's recusal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.